Now I saw in my dream that thus they sat talking together till supper was ready. So when they had made ready, they sat down to meat. Now the table was furnished with fine things to eat and drink, all provided by the Lord of the Hill for the refreshment of pilgrims. Now at the table, all their talk was about the Lord of the Hill and the great things he had done. Now I perceived, by their description of him, that he had been a great warrior, and had fought with and slain him that had the power of death, but not without great danger to himself and the shedding of much blood, which made me love him all the more. But that which puts the more glory upon all his brave deeds was that he did it voluntarily, out of pure love to this country where we dwell.
Ah, such love is this, that did lead the Prince of Peace to lay down his glory, that he might do this for the poor.
And he hath sworn that he will not dwell in Mount Zion alone, but that he will take us, who are born as beggars upon a dunghill, and make us into princes and princesses.
Thus they discoursed together until late at night. And after they had committed themselves to their Lord for protection, they betook themselves to rest. The pilgrim they laid in a large upper chamber, whose window opened toward the sun rising. The name of the chamber was Peace, where he slept till the break of day, and then he awoke.
Where am I now? Yes, this is the love and care of Jesus for the men that pilgrims are. Thus to provide that I should be forgiven and dwell already near, next door to heaven.